Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I think we're live.
We are.
We are.
What? That's just how I talk. I'm not trying to be bitchy.
But you are. You're a fucking bitch.
Okay, well. It was nice to meet your sister. She was really nice to me.
You guys are girl talking.
Oh, I forgot you never met her.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Yeah, yeah. Girl talk. I call it girl talking when
what?
They.
I just said girls, hi. Girls we just said
are
hi.
So, girls are so over the top and animated.
They are.
I got
so
press
what?
Fucking girl talking.
Who
hey,
cares?
You know what? She walked. Thank God she walked in when she did because you were slamming me up against the fucking wall, you gorilla. Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry, it's an outburst. I also showed you my pubis.
I also saw it.
Why?
I don't know. You said, "Hey, Bubba, check this out," and I just looked.
You had a little goody trail.
I know.
Lummy, you over there? Lummy, what are you so late for?
I was plugging my laptop in. Sorry.
Bubba, we had a whole... I know that you were doing a lot, and you were doing a show out there with Kevin Hazlett. But
I'm a politic and networking motherfucker, too.
No, I know, dog, but I'm just got to say, man, we were out here trying to work, and I was wandering, and I little Lummy the duck was trying to escape, and I caught it, and I let Lummy know, and Lummy took... Lummy found out... We stopped the duck rape, essentially, is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's no fun. Let
the
ducks
duck
rape the ducks.
Hold on.
Yeah.
The ducks were raping each other?
Well, they always do.
This one big one who's been kind of, you know, he flew in.
Lummy's got a whole ecosystem back there. So Lummy, this big fucking duck fella.
Big, like this big duck.
It scared right. Seth.
Like, oh, Bubba, little Lummy's a girl, okay? So I guess that's misleading because of the name. Little Lummy's a girl.
I didn't know that when it was born.
And the big, like a duck four times her size.
Fucks her.
And his sidekick, Lummy said that the big duck has a handler. There's two massive fucking ducks back there that were fucking little
female Lummy?
Yeah, and little Lummy was just scampering off. And when your sister left, little Lummy was about to go through the gate and leave forever. And I stopped it. I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention.
You sucked at
it. You do know they're ducks and they fly away sometimes, right?
I didn't know. Little Lummy.
Well, the big duck will come in, fuck it, and then fly away. I wish I had wings.
Lummy made it seem like this duck stayed here all the time. So.
Can you imagine if you could go in, fuck, and then fly away?
Hell yeah.
See you later, bitch. Pew, pew, and fly
Bubba,
away.
This fucking duck back there is, it's a mean little bastard. And Lummy says that he takes a 2x4 and smashes the big duck with it, but it still doesn't go away.
That's for off the air.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
It's a sponge 2x4. It's WWE. Yeah.
It's one of those big foam fingers.
It's a hacksaw Jim Duggan foam 2x4. Yeah.
How does a duck get that fucking big?
I don't know.
They get pretty big.
Jeez.
And mean.
Little Lummy's mom was a whore as well.
Big Lummy.
That bitch dropped out like 22 ducklings. Only two made it. And then she got the fuck out. She hadn't been back since.
I think one of the male ducks
killed
her. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, fucked her and killed her.
I gotta say, Bub, I was back there for a minute. It's a tough scene. It's a tough scene.
This whole
there.
Fucking place is a tough scene.
I know. I just couldn't even. I wouldn't even go back behind the fence.
And is it me or is it just get overwhelming when all the people come? I want everybody to understand. I'm not bitching.
What did I do now?
No.
I'm not bitching to anybody.
Are you mad at me?
That means he's about to.
No, motherfuckers. Blitz, keep me calm and tell me if I'm okay or not.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, like, when everybody gets in here and there's, like, five different people talking, it just gets sensory overload. Like, you know, it just gets
fucking
crazy.
Yes, it is sensory overload.
It just gets fucking crazy.
But you're the one holding court. Like, you can't...
I was not. Blitz was having... I'm buying a duplex conversation with Kevin. And then I had two conversations with Kevin. Then I was tapping. I had you in a wrist lock.
Right. And then your sister walked in.
And then my sister comes in. She comes in whirlwind. And what if I came into her fucking office and whirlwind?
You moped around there and disturbed the peace.
We did go in there that one time with the sex toy.
Yeah.
She was on a meeting.
Yeah, you brought her to Tachi.
Yeah.
All she did was coming in to say hi. Then you kicked her out. You go, okay, great seeing you, Tara. Bye.
Yeah, you're playing Hitachi Claws.
And then you said that you had to do, then you did another show with Kevin Hazlett for 20 minutes in the parking lot. We were just wondering if.
I'm networking, bitch. I'm building that doco.
You've known her for 20 years.
I got some more deals going on.
And we're all in here like, fuck, we're trying to do a show.
I got iHeart interested in the podcast. Oh, did I say it? I do. Hello?
What do you mean?
I'm talking to some iHeart people about our podcast.
They want to buy it?
I don't know. Stop, Seth. I'm having a conversation with some iHeart people our podcast.
Okay.
And they're happy with the numbers.
They should be. You're going to have a fuck ton of downloads.
Okay, motherfucker. I'm doing some stuff.
All right. Well, let's keep the stuff going then. Big boy.
I think you guys are in agreement.
You guys keep it. I mean,
you keep it going.
No, you keep it going.
You said this show's going to suck. I wanted to make this show a podcast.
Hey, Blitz, does Caveman, can he find it in his heart to get Rhett turned on to our Facebook, or do I got to do
that? No, that's you.
And I don't know how to fucking do it.
You're the admin.
I don't want to be the admin.
I think this one's on you. Rhett did the right thing, and he went and talked to Caveman, and Caveman said, you guys have to hook
Caveman
up.
Caveman sandbagging him because Caveman knows how to get on there. Caveman, you know fucking damn well you're sandbagging because you know how to get on there. Hi.
Well, ever since Randy took over, I don't have access to.
Well, fine. You get it. Do a master reset. You're tournament central, ain't you?
Tell us how it works.
It isn't how it works, but okay, I'll do a manual reset gimmick.
Don't get mad at me, buddy. I'm trying to boost you up, Caveman, saying you're the fucking boss of all that shit. Don't get mad at me.
You gave Randy access to the Facebook?
Caveman, yeah, maybe one of these days, Caveman, you can see. The problem is, Caveman...
You guys need to have a heart-to-heart.
Caveman.
He's listening.
Will you help me reset this, buddy? Could you help me reset it tomorrow? See, that's the way to do it, right? Caveman, could you help me help us, please?
I will do my best to help you, Bubba.
Thank you. Why do I feel Caveman hates me?
Because he does.
No.
Well, you give the keys of the castle away to the new guy within a day, and then they never last.
Yeah.
So then we got to go in and redo it all. So maybe we should wait a little bit.
They're my fucking keys, and they're my castle, and they're being overran with a bunch of assholes.
Well, where are your keys at?
I don't know. I gave them to the bad guy.
You give them away.
Change the locks to the castle.
Well, meanwhile, Rhett's trying to get in to drop the clip of the day. I think Rhett's good. He's actually here. He's been here more than Randy has.
In 2 days, yeah. He's here more than 3 months worth of Randy.
So give him two keys to the castle.
Listen, motherfucker, I am all about everybody having as many motherfucking keys as they are.
We know that. That's a problem.
I don't know where I keep my keys at. I got thumb detection. It just knows it's me, and I fucking yippee-yo, but I think I fuck it up, and I do stupid shit.
That
you get copies upon copies of keys and just hand them out like they're candy.
Yeah.
Well, you don't even talk about the Randy deal. Like, he was here one day. You hired him. You said he was going to be the big YouTube guy.
In radio, a lot of shit doesn't work. You got to try a lot of shit before you get locked in on the good shit. I mean, look at how many people I ran through until I found the right number two guy. A lot of motherfucking stuff. Took me a while to get this. I mean, you know, some of it's still a work in progress, too, as to whether it's going to work or not.
What part is that?
Man.
What do you mean?
You said you love Anna. You said that.
I do love
despite
Anna. I'm not doing anything up and beyond with Anna any further, but I love her, and I told her that I would support her with regards to the program. Like, she's locked in. She's good. She's good.
Do you feel good, Anna?
She should.
I don't know how I feel anymore.
Are you mad at me?
No, I think you're mad at me, which makes me sad at me.
No, I'm not mad at you. I just am going to be a little bit different.
Kevin praised you a lot.
In what ways are you going to be different?
Just not as much.
Oh no, she sounds like my wife.
Not as chummy outside, like outside of work, like just strictly work, like you know.
Like, you're not going to be, it's going to be more of a business relationship, Bubba?
Yeah, oh, like no more Bubba 199s and none of the extra shit just because it just can, you know, whatever.
And because of the beard thing?
No, not because of the beard thing, because of the other thing.
What other thing is there?
There, you know the other thing. It's not a big
deal. Oh, the hair thing.
Yeah.
Is there anything that Anna could do? Like, could she do a bit on the air that would get you, that would get her back into your good graces?
No, she's not in my bad graces at all.
Or to get in your graces?
She's brilliant at being, you know, she's good at what she, in the lane that we have her in with me. And then she has her own little lane with her little show. And then she's got her Kevin lane. And I think that's great. I mean, that's awesome
for
her.
You hate me. I can read between the
lines. I do not hate you. If I hated you, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, but it's like a low-key hate.
I'm disappointed in you. Ooh.
That's worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just disappointed in some of the things that you've pulled the last few weeks. That's it. I'll get over it. It's me, not you. Well, really, it's not. It's you. But I'm just saying, I'll get over it. I'm old school. Like, I'm an old grizzled veteran that believes in respect and fucking, you know, times you don't give that.
Anna, did you, I was replaying yesterday in my head, and
I'm not trying to make this up. This is supposed to be uplifting.
Easy. Oh, yeah, it's an uplifting. It's real uplifting. Hey, hold on. I'm trying to uplift Anna, and she's not.
Oh, no.
Anna, did you?
I'm crashing hard.
No, don't crash. Did you?
Please don't.
Did you consider talking, like, calling Bubba or anything yesterday after the show?
No, but I thanked him for the hat, beanie, and told him to thank Janie Cakes for me.
And I said, and I gave her a thumbs up.
He gave me a like. Yeah. Thought we were good.
Yeah, we are good.
He's making you a painting.
I don't think you would be here if you weren't good.
Oh, I'm not making her a painting.
Oh.
Oh, I'm
well,
not.
Well, Hierarchy 65, 1,500 bits.
I mean, Bubba wouldn't.
I got to actually write down who I've promised paintings to. Well, I certainly got to make one from Kevin.
I thought you said everyone on the show.
Kevin. Blitz, what was your colors again? Explosive, red,
yes.
Fire.
I'm okay with any color. Yellow, red, black.
Explosive. All right. And Seth, what was your colors?
I like purple, pink, and white.
Purple, pink, and white.
Yes. Just give Seth the tree.
And Lummy, what was your colors?
It was a blue, red, black. It was the day colors.
And mine is lavender and aqua.
And what's Cave's colors? Although I don't think I should really do Cave a fucking painting.
Why?
Because he hates me.
He's out there on the front lines for you when you're giving out all the keys.
He's busy removing some unknown people from our Facebook.
He's busy on resetting the master Facebook.
There are people on there that are editors that we don't even know who they are.
Oh, my God.
So he's removing them all.
But Kevin, I mean, Blitz, fucking eat. Do it all.
That's what I told him.
Bean.
Yep, Tom Bean's staying.
For the track.
Yep. Now, which Bubba Clem are you?
I don't know which.
Because there's a few of them.
I don't know. I'm fucking Bubba Clem.
I know, but there's a few Bubba Clems.
How do we verify that?
I think we got to keep all the Bubba Clems, right? Just to be sure,
in case it's the real Bubba Clem. You can't cancel the three fake Bubba Clems because it might be a real Bubba Clem.
Okay.
Oh. You know, I would prefer not to even fucking have anything to do with it, but I have to be for the track and stuff. Steve Gallagher from the track needs to. I think he does track stuff. I think the track is connected.
He's not on there.
Okay. Well, I probably need to get him on there, but probably don't.
Well, he can wait another day. He can get in line.
It's been 5 years.
We're backed up here at the adding people onto the Facebook here.
Blitz, you know what? You fucking do it. You.
Okay.
But unfortunately, Blitz will leave me out.
No, we're going to leave all the Bubba Clems on there.
Okay. And other than that.
I might be one of those, though.
Yeah, you probably are. All right, so
we just got to get, as long as Rhett can get on there, you know, I think it'll be fine.
Right, we'll do that.
Bubba's been old manning it up lately on Facebook.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, just putting dead links and stuff. Just a wild, you know, shot out, extra spaces, crazy things. Just you being you. People love it. It's just, I think we could get, you know, better traction with a Rhett kicker. I love you, Spongo.
Big Red 20181 donated $50 cash.
Oh, my God. Yay. Thank you, Big Red.
Thank you, Big Red. Thank you, Big Red.
Bubba 199 tomorrow night. It'll be me, Lummy, Big Red, Creatine Travis, and Blitz.
On the paper right here that Caveman prints out every day, it says only boys. Or I think it says no girls.
Men only.
Yeah, men only.
Yeah, that's what's Bubba's rule.
Yeah. Leave the holes at home.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
If they show up, they're being kicked out of the gate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're not fucking getting in the gate.
Does that hurt, Anna? Because it's probably just specifically talking to you.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'll
no, no,
be
he needs
my
girlfriends and
home.
Wives as well.
Oh, no. Hold on.
All it's my holes will be home.
Girlfriends and wives as well.
Yes.
There will not be a
You show up with a girlfriend or wife, you're out.
Right. Even if Travis showed up with the hottest ass in the world, Ocala Farrah Fawcett, I'd say, Aaron, it's tough for me to say this, but you're going to have to not be in here.
Am I allowed?
Yeah, you're the only girl allowed.
Okay.
Blackfish size matter, 1,000 bits.
You know you're invited.
No,
you
I
just
know.
Always throw fits and don't want to be here.
No, I don't. I like when you tap out like 60 minutes into it because you get tired. Sorry, that's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be high energy all the way through. Fuck faces.
Blitz, is it today we're going to the party?
It is today.
Oh yeah, I have to leave here and go to Tom Bean's, and I have to go to Madeira Beach with Tom Bean.
Wow.
And then I got to come back.
You got a big deal brewing out there?
And then we're leaving. The bus is leaving at 4.
I will be at these studios at 4 p.m.
Okay.
And you know I'm not late.
I know you're not.
Lummy, was I late to Dr. Diaco's?
No, you were not.
No, I was not.
Were you, Lummy?
Who was late?
I was.
Oh.
I wasn't late.
By the way,
I am very rarely late.
Tara was fucking horrified when she saw Lummy. Like, horrified.
Yeah.
Bama boy, 352, 1,500 bits.
Thank you so much, Bama
boy. Went, I mean, she went behind, like, she was talking to Lummy, and then she, like, dipped outside where she couldn't, where he couldn't see her, and she was making a face, like, she goes, I'm making the face. It was a face of shock and awe and horror.
A lot of people feel really, I mean, it's pretty fucked. It's bad, buddy.
Well, you know, take it day by day.
Take it. Oh, man, love, love.
Take it day by day.
I mean, that's a pretty aggressive wound.
It looks a lot better today.
It's the wound and the gob. It's so much aggression coming from the face. Normally you can handle one or the other,
change,
but yeah.
You know, it's
like, what?
Where's that friendly?
He's hiding it.
Where's that friendly beard? Oh, it's gone. Look at this mountain of a gob. Now there's a monster logo on your fucking cheek.
Iggy wants to know if he's invited to 199.
Of course.
Okay.
Because, of course.
But no holes.
You know what? And if there was one bitch that I would allow to be here, it would probably be Heather Wiz.
No,
I'm not gonna
no holes.
Blitz. I said, motherfucking.
If all the holes,
but if there was a hole,
Heather Wiz is cool as shit.
I'd let her be here.
Absolutely.
I don't want to refer to women as holes, but
she is.
all the women.
Farrah Fawcett has the nicest ass, but Heather Wiz has got the best overall fucking personality.
No, she's amazing.
I love her.
Yeah, I think she's not even real sometimes.
If
how nice she is,
I'd be trying to blast her. Did I just say that?
Wait,
that's a shoot, too, by the way.
Did you say
she's awesome?
He is fucking, as you said?
You know, if he wasn't.
If he wasn't, okay.
Well, sure, he's blasting the shit out of their boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, are they? Okay, yeah, well, I didn't know if that was confirmed.
If she was single, I would certainly be interested.
Would she be interested in you?
Probably not.
I think she would be.
Maybe.
Yeah. She's a hell of a hand.
She's a fucking hell of a hand.
I've never said that before. I should probably say it about my wife first.
You should. Would Phoebe even know what that?
I don't even know.
If Phoebe just took your shit right around the farm and you just fucking blew the biggest glue you had in a while.
Jesus Christ, man! This is fuck face.
No, hold on.
For the podcast, rascal.
And you said to her, "My God, honey, you're a fucking hell of a hand."
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, you put me over clean in the middle, honey.
Oh, she knows.
She would know what that means.
No. Oh, well, I mean, she knows. She sent me a nasty text this morning.
Ooh, what'd she say?
She did? What'd she say?
She said,
take this shit around the farm, big boy?
It said, she goes, you can't stay away from my mouth.
Did you get mouth? Did you get some head yesterday?
The day before.
You did?
Yeah.
To completion?
I shot fucking Elmer's out.
Oh, my God.
And then I had two glue sticks. Don't forget those.
Is that poop?
Did you have high pressure? I mean, did you really shoot Elmer's?
Or did it come out like glue?
Did you make a map of Hawaii or did you make a map of Florida?
I got it. The neighbors were concerned.
Everything. Was it guttural? Like,
no, it was. I'll tell you what it was. It was like sometimes she just really cares and takes her time, and it's almost like you're paying her. You know, it's like a massage.
Like she's really into. She really twisted.
This is why we're married. You know, you're not feels like you like me. Yeah. You know, those are the ones that I'm into.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah it's like oh my God.
Like, at least pretend.
Yeah,
it's a job.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, like they're getting into it like it's a job.
Yeah, pretend like you enjoy it.
So I've just learned I've had to space those out. Those can't be every day. So you know,
yeah, you can't. You know,
you can't get a happy.
You don't do pay per views. You know, fucking every day.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm hoping for every other day. We'll see.
You doing UFC every Saturday night fucking pay-per-view?
Well, good. I gotta get some mine. I gotta get the poison out. You know what I'm saying?
So she said
I'm not Anna.
So she said to you, just out of nowhere.
No, I was sexting her during the Kevin segment.
Saying what?
Well, I don't know. Like, I gotta, you know, give me some dome later.
Give me some dome later.
Did you say please?
Did you say head?
I said dome.
Yeah, that's not. Probably them, you know. Mm-hmm. She probably just would want you to say head.
I don't say head because I don't like saying head.
How about suck my dick?
I don't really no.
Suck my dome.
Ew.
God, love me. Not. It's not like that.
I'm talking to a homeless drunk lady. Suck my dome.
I mean, I was eloquent about it in the text message.
I would just say, man, you really need to suck my dick.
Yeah, well, my daughter's home today because she's sick, I didn't want to be too forceful.
Those 3-year-olds will pick right up on that stuff.
I don't really want to, you know, be forceful. I just want to be like, yeah, I'm, you know, some dome. I don't say dome a lot. Thought you might pop on it sometime, you know, and that's when she said the mouth thing.
So you said, how about some dome, throwing it out there, and then she says, in what you're anticipating, maybe like a no, baby Seth, you're like, you can't get over my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, she's putting it out there dirty, dirty.
Yeah, and I said... Don't keep it away from me then, bitch.
Oh, really? What'd she say? I won't, motherfucker.
That was it. Then I got a text.
Three holes, no waiting.
Then I had a text on our phone bill. It was late, so we put a stop to that. They text me. I got to text her.
Not a lot of head to be getting when fucking cellular gets turned off.
I mean, Verizon's like, hello, this is the third time. We're turning it off. I won't be able to text you anymore. Hello.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so.
I don't even want to hear you guys aren't really just get. I mean, you get. I think you get a lot more than you play.
I don't, but when it happens, if I'm sexting, I'll tell you guys. It's how it happened. It was a quick sex today.
See, I could tell that you were. That you've been liberated somewhat. You're in a good mood.
I'm not. I'm not liberated at all. I feel horrible.
Why?
Well, so I'm just a lot in life right now.
Now, did she get hers, or were you just was it just a straight head?
No, straight suck job. 2020.
Oh my god.
Yeah, came in the room, flashed the boobies.
You didn't give her Tiffany Love.
Well, there was an HOA meeting going on. Yeah. So
she got underneath the desk.
I wasn't one of the.
You should say, hey, honey, we're going to play lawyer gets HOA deal.
No, I was.
And then you just call
Tiffany,
Bubba.
Tiffany Love.
No, I was watching it was the Cowboys Ravens game. So what was it, Tuesday? Yeah.
You're getting sucked while the game was
no,
on?
No, I turned the game off. Oh. I didn't want to suck job during that shitty game. So, no, I was like, she came in and then she was like, oh, how do you like these? And then she showed me the hoots and I was like, oh, yeah, those are great. And I hadn't seen him in a while. And then, we did it.
Did you take him? Did you fucking?
Dude, there's nothing better when a woman's forceful as far as like showing you shit.
Big arms 101, 1,000 bits.
She showed the tits.
Yeah.
Then
I just like
gobbled down the dick.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
That's like, it sounds like a perfect evening.
That was it. Yeah. Yeah. Then I went back
gobbled
to watch the game.
Down the dick.
Lamar Jackson balled out for me. Yes. Yeah. It was a perfect thing.
Show me the tits and gobble the dick.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What, Anna? That's how you have to do it.
Anna, that's how guys talk.
I know, but it's just so vile.
Women are probably dirtier than that.
Yeah, you like.
I don't talk like
Reagan's
that.
Reagan's dirty. You don't think Reagan says, "Yeah, I sucked some dick last night." Mm. You guys don't talk about that.
She doesn't. No, she doesn't say that to me.
But why would she talk to Anna about that? What's Anna gonna be like? Anna's gonna be like,
"What's
that dick of Anteater? What did they do? Was there mutilation on that dick?
Yeah, was he circumcised? His parents should be ashamed of themselves if they did. Because when he was 3 days old, I'm sure he had to go through a lot.
Billing Seven was an inside job.
Billing Seven was an in-job job."
But there's no reason to talk to any dicks about.
Why am I always yelling?
There's no reason to talk to Anna about dicks. I'm just, it's not, it's.
No, that's, yeah.
They got other friends for that.
Yeah, people don't come to me with the dick talk.
No, they don't.
Unless it's another guy.
The only dick talk comes from a man.
You should go out with that guy for real.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
We want you to, Anna.
Good.
We want you to. We want you to go out with him. We want you to Hitachi.
But, I mean, maybe at worst, Anna, seriously, at worst, what if he's a friend? Like, at work, she's a friend.
She's a hot friend. Yeah, I could use a few of those.
You could use a fucking friend.
L.M. Close 10.
Haven't seen him in a while.
You in a while, L.M. Close.
He's been hanging out
in
chat.
Thank you, buddy.
Hanging in the back.
Now, you think Bubba 199 will be good tomorrow night, Lummy, or are we going to fucking shitsville without the horse?
It's
going to
be festive. It's going to be good.
Lummy, you going to have your megaphone ready to go?
Sure do.
You gonna miss the holes, Bubba? You think or no?
No,
no. Okay.
Will you guys light the menorah? I won't. You know, it's for the second.
When should bring it in?
Oh yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll bring it tomorrow. We got blue lights on our house now. Phoebe hung them up last night.
Phoebe did.
Well,
I was
busy.
At the fucking
after she sucked your dick.
Oh, that was yesterday.
That's a hell of a woman.
That's why she wanted to.
Let me suck my husband's dick, then hang the Christmas lights. That's a fucking hell of a hand.
If she does it one more time, you're gonna get a tree.
If she said. Listen, Seth, honey.
They're holiday lights, but go ahead.
Seth.
It's Christmas.
I will suck
your dick. They're blue.
They're blue. They're blue.
Yeah.
They're blue.
Doesn't listen, matter.
It does.
Little Sethy wants a Christmas tree. You know, we're not trying to celebrate them both here. We're not trying to upset her. Some of her friends wants to know where the Christmas tree is. So I'll suck your dick every day till Christmas if you let us get a Christmas tree. What would you say? Don't lie like you do a lot.
I would not take... First of all, I would just
that
say...
That motherfucker would tell Lummy, pack up Bubba's chair and bring it home.
I would say, right, Lummy would be involved.
My ceilings aren't this tall. Can you bring half of that tree over to the Kushner place?
There's no doubt...
I only need half of it.
There's no doubt Lummy and Big Red would be involved, but not in the sucking part. She would not... there's no way she would consecutively give me oral pleasure...
For her baby. For her daughter, she may.
No, she would not. She would take... Like, she would do...
She loves that baby more than anything, and you know it. She would absolutely gobble your dick for the tree.
She loves that baby more than you. And she would do anything for that baby.
Including gobbling your dick.
Including gobbling your little fucking dick.
Little fucking dick.
Can Anna stop saying gobbling dick?
What?
It's not natural.
I can't
it's
say
it's false
it's
advertising.
It's not natural
Why
at all.
Why can't I say mean it.
Because you're not a girl that means it.
Plus, I do mean it.
Gobble, gobble. You don't mean it.
We need to be respectful anyway. This dick has a name.
Murray.
Yeah, Murray.
Yeah.
Did you get creatine Travis, by the way, Lummy?
No, he did not.
Did
no,
you, I, did you miss create
creatine
my best
Creatine Travis, 10,000 bits.
That's one of my best friends.
Oh, my God, dude.
You fuckface, Lummy.
Just let it fucking sit there.
God dang you, Lungy. Darn it.
Lungy.
Fucker.
Yeah, Lungy.
You know what? Otto was fucking
talking. Fucking gob.
Otto was talking about gobbling dick, and I think it threw Lum Lum off.
It did.
Oh, blame me. That's he lying.
Well, no, and Big Red threw me off.
It's the holes.
Big Red wants to gobble dick?
Yes.
Big what?
He does?
With that smooth head?
With that fuck, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He looks like a dome.
Big Red shaved his head?
Yeah.
Oh, you made fun of him.
The forward comb. Oh, you did it.
You fuck. No, I don't. I'm a man of the hair. I love people.
You kept
calling the front comb over.
No.
No, he said Seth kept making fun of my hair. I had to shave it.
Fuck no. I loved his hair.
He said his kids were jobbing him out.
His kids were jobbing from his front comb all over.
Yeah, Seth kept calling it a forward comb over.
How old are his kids?
His kids are old enough to listen.
They're taunting him already?
They said Bubba or Seth called it a front comb
no,
over.
No, you Bubba. I
a
just,
front over.
They did. He said that.
I'm sorry, Seth. He did it. He shaved it because you made him feel bad about
himself.
I just
said he was in the in-between where he could either keep the comb over or go with the shave. I think he made the right move. It was an aggressive forward comb
over.
Well,
his wife's not a fan. He's gobbling his dick every night, I heard.
Is he getting gobbled?
Not anymore. He's gobbled twice today.
He's not getting gobbled
anymore? Yeah, because of you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because he's bald.
Now, whose house is this?
That's Big Red.
That's not Seth Kushner's Winter Wonderland. I'll tell you that right now.
Fuck that bald asshole. What's he doing? What a dick.
Man, that is some fucking lights now.
My God.
That looks like 3 weekends worth of work. Fuck that.
That guy does not care about his power bill.
If I ever got rich again, Blitz, you know, they got companies that you hire and they come
do.
And put all this shit up
for you. Big Red.
Yeah. The company, if I ever made it big again, be like, hey, you know that $3,000 fucking package you got? Come put it on my house there, cuzzo.
Man, that is brilliant. I got to say, Bubba, nobody on our block puts up any holiday lights. And just Phoebe just hung some blue lights last night. And it really
looks festive.
It looks good. And it makes her happy. And it kind of makes me happy.
And it makes her want to suck dick more, too. Because
well,
she did.
I don't know. My daughter's sick now. So, I mean, I don't know about she had to stay home today. I don't know about dick sucking.
It doesn't have anything to do with her mom sucking her daddy's dick.
Please, it's gobble. Gobble Murray, please.
Yeah, gobble.
Yeah. Gobble Murray. Okay,
gobble the dome.
The gobbling of Murray has nothing to do with little Sethy getting sick. So don't try to correlate the two. You're going to get yourself out of the gobble
business. No, I know. I'm just, she's home. She's home. My daughter's home. So my wife's been watching her. So there's
children's Benadryl. Knock a kid right out.
Phoebe's probably not horny taking care of my daughter all day, is what I'm saying.
You're
you know?
Well, make her horny. Bring some of these fucking flowers that Kevin brought.
Oh, the poinsettias?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, take one of those and say, hey, honey. Oh, you guys
Jesus, Sampateri.
Hold on. Just want to let you know this is Sampateri calling for the world's clearest fucking phone line.
Who
right
else
now.
Is known by their breathing pattern? What other caller?
I swear everybody know that I'm the most hated motherfucker in the world. They even hit my breathing. Hello, Sampateri.
Sampateri, brother. I can't even breathe without getting heat.
Yeah, it's true.
No shit. You can't breathe after walking.
You're right. They hate you so much, they even hate your fucking mouth breathing fucking sound effects. Are you
taking
a
shit? Yeah, I am, brother. I'm on the toilet. I thought I'd be done by the time you picked up. I'm sorry, brother.
It's all right. That's kind of disrespectful.
I ate a lot yesterday, man. I had like a couple pulled pork sandwiches, donair, garlic
some
bread,
poutine.
A couple other things.
Yeah.
I had a liter and a half of Heineken, so it's all coming out.
All right, well, did you eat the poutine?
All right, what else you got for me, buddy? I got to get going.
Hey, I just want to officially over the airwaves, brother, apologize to the great Iggy McGillicuddy, brother. Thank you for being so graceful and allowing me back in the chat room, brother.
Now, more importantly, I'm going to put an end to this. You have got to stop fucking with Lisa Ann and Carrie Baby. You've got to stop the bullshit with these girls.
Who are both
you're right, brother.
Who who are both VIP.
They'd both be at the party.
And they're going to both be at the party.
Jug shelved always.
You know, looking hot as fuck. And, like, all I hear back from the council is how much of a fucking cocksucker you are to Miss Carrie Baby and living on your lips. Lisa, why the fuck?
Is he a dick to Heather Wiz, too?
He better not, or he will be killed.
I was just trying to defend myself, brother. That's all. But I'm not going to do it anymore.
You know what? These girls would be more impressed if you just laid out and say, you know what, Miss Carrie Baby, you're the fucking bomb, and you're right. And living on your lips, you're fucking royalty, and you're right as well. And no heat. Fucking, I'm a douchebag.
The Bubba Army's got to come together, Tampa Terry. We, you know, we can't be tearing each other apart.
Yeah, we barely fucking can keep together as one.
There's too much hate from the outside world.
If you stop living, you know, stop living your stupid gimmick and start just being a real dude and be nice.
Oh God.
God damn. All right, Tampa Terry, I'm not supposed to get fucking shit. Now you got heat with me, you fuckface. Get the fuck out of here. Pinching off a loaf while you're talking to me. I got shit to do. No pun intended. Hello.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. And unlike Tampa Terry, I got a job, so I had to listen to half the show on replay yesterday.
Yeah.
If the answer is no, I get it, Bubba. I still love you, but I was just wondering if you could let us in on what it is that Lummy's doing is the big secret.
No, there's no secret.
Okay.
I like that he asked. Good. That's a good question.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Must clear the phone line.
Get Tampa Terry back
I had a concern, and I addressed it with Lummy. He said, fucking A, I get it. You're right.
Did you say fucking A, Lummy?
Fucking A, right.
I'll fix it, and you know what? And we're boys.
Yep.
And you know what? Me and Anna are still cool. Like, I had problems.
You're still boys?
We're boys. We're good. We're cool.
Okay.
I'll get over it. I'm just old school where I get, you know, I'm all about fucking respect, old school respect. Don't disrespect me in my own fucking place. Otherwise, it's like I'm revisiting that. So sorry.
Yeah. Are we cool?
Who, me and you?
Yeah, bitch. I ever disrespected you in your fucking place? Or what?
Bubba put you in your place when he shoved you in the wall.
Yeah, he's been waiting to touch me for a while.
I will tell you this. I got him in a full-blown fucking arm bar, wrist lock, and he fucking...
Yeah, that'll be up on Instagram in a little bit. Rhett caught me tapping out.
I was laying at the fuck in there, Lummy. You tap quicker than he does. He's tougher than you are, Lum.
Lummy's smart. He knows you won't give up.
Yeah, you won't stop. True.
I think I heard him.
Did you get me punching, Bubba, Lummy? You said you had that footage where I punched. I laid into him.
Yeah, you gave him a little right before.
Gave him a quick right.
Yeah, did. Seth is so fucking tough.
You little bitch. Then you're mad because your sister fucking shelled me up.
Jesus, she comes in here just guns fucking tits ablazing.
I know.
And then it was funny. And then your whole world was rocked because Tara was standing next to Anna, and it's the two women in the world that you want to have sex with the most, and they were just like right next to each
Actually,
other.
The two women I want to have sex with the least.
Yeah, come on. Don't lie about Tara.
I'd fuck my sister if she wasn't my sister, but she's my sister, so I can't fuck her.
She pressed me.
I wouldn't fuck Anna.
Is King Tut listening?
No.
She pressed me up against her, and then, like, it was a few seconds, and then I was leaving, and she kind of pulled me back in. She's like, I gotta take what I can get, you know?
So she's loose.
But I know, but is
she
King...
She runs loose. She's not really loose, but she likes to run loose.
But is King Tut not delivering the Egyptian goods?
He fucks the shitter out of her.
But she needs more. She's got a Clem sex drive.
She just is a woman that knows that she can use her pussy to get her way.
Well, I mean,
and she knows how to use it, too.
Oh, she knows how to use
it. Shut up, Blitz.
I mean, she knows how to use her pussy.
I mean...
Some girls don't know how to use their pussy.
What, has Blitz hooked up with her?
God gave you a pussy to drive us men insane. If you guys ever really want something, you got the pussy. That we always fucking give in. You know what? Us guys might win the battle, but the pussy wins the war.
Hmm.
And that's for a reason.
You write that down.
Blitz, I know you're trying to be Johnny Hard Guy.
Don't you think a woman should be president if the pussy wins?
A woman can be crazy. The president.
But we're going to deal. The pussy gets emotional sometimes and starts thinking like a complete fucking insane thing. And the pussy starts getting fucking crazy.
Sometimes
you got to fucking put the pussy in its place.
Only pussy gets. You don't think Donald Trump got crazy in the White House or any of our presidents?
No.
You know, the eight crazy thoughts.
No, but
they're all on Twitter. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, I mean, you girls, like Anna, you just don't know how to use your pussy. You could be getting a lot further in life, and I'm not trying to
a lot further
what, like,
in life.
Like you could be getting into side splitters for free.
I'm just talking about like just overall happiness of life.
How did the
pussy opens up all of it?
How did it make you feel when you saw my pubis? Did you feel sexually?
Like us guys go crazy over that pussy. Like pussy in general.
But
nice,
what about boobs
nice,
and a butt and like
that's,
a face
that's
and
all
the,
thing?
That's all right. That helps. But at the end of the day, it's the pussy.
That's
that
the
we
last
want.
Thing I look at.
No, it's not. I'm not looking at it, but I want to feel it.
Oh,
I want to fuck it.
Right.
I want to eat it.
Shit, this is aggressive. Lummy,
I want to finger it.
How do you feel about it? Lummy, tell us how you feel about the.
I want to just beat that pussy up.
Do you like to beat it up, Lummy?
Don't forget the jet ski.
I want a jet ski. I want you to jet ski from here to the fucking Bubba Army sign.
Yes.
I want Blitz to hook up his fucking ski rope, your jet ski.
We all look at the Bubba Army sign.
I want Blitz to start barefooting on your fucking trail.
Oh, wow. My God. Bubba.
I want to ruin a mattress.
I've got a rope in my truck.
Blitz got a rope, too. One to hang yourself and one to jet ski off a squirt bitch's back.
I thank God.
You got to keep ropes ready at all times.
This should be a great podcast. You can break this into five shows, fucking Seth Kushner.
I think, this has been holy shit.
My God.
Yeah, I think I got to go.
And here's the problem. For you guys that have never experienced a girl's fucking jet skiing, you don't know. It's next level shit.
Hold on, Bubba. There's guys out there that don't even know how to make a girl orgasm.
It's next level fucking life-changing shit when you can get a girl
Not every girl can piss on command.
Yes, they can.
Not every girl can piss all over you. Stern
Simon
had a doctor on his show,
I've
and he's tested
doctors
it.
Doctors on my show.
Dr. Dan said it's not piss.
And so did the urologist said it wasn't piss.
Did he test it?
From the skeins gland.
Yeah, the skeins gland.
It comes from a fucking gland.
Yeah, a different gland.
Like the bladder?
Yes, it's not the piss gland.
No, the skeins gland.
It comes from the skeins
gland. Okay, Bubba, let's not get defensive over
Bubba,
piss.
It's on Wikipedia. Skeins gland produce a milk-like, ultraviolet, blood plasma that may be the source of female ejaculation.
They still don't
know. Not milk-like, more,
saying that's what it says.
Bottled water. More DeSante.
Bubba, what do you do when that's going down? Do you drink from it like a water fountain?
Yes.
Well,
I mean, you frolic around in it a little
Hell
bit.
Hell yeah.
Like a sprinkler?
You open your fucking mouth.
You're like,
you open your mouth, Bubba?
You grit your teeth and like, bitch, I'm fucking...
Right.
You do jazz hands? What is that move?
Yes.
No, but you're
savor
in
it.
So you'd be like, come on, let it go, girl.
It's like
come
your
on,
trophy.
Come on, girl.
It's like wearing the trophy.
Come on, girl.
Let's go.
Come on, let it go. Come on, get more now. And you're fucking...
Right.
Blasting it.
Is that her head against the wall?
No, that's me just fucking
Yes.
Putting my whole fucking shoulder into it. I will donkey punch her too. Bam! Fuck!
Makes it clench.
You just get so crazy on
Bubba
the deal.
Bubba just came.
You just get so crazy and rough on the deal. You're just like,
a donkey punch makes it clench up.
Yeah. Then you kind of get behind her and when you're fucking her lazy dog and you fucking choke her out.
Of course.
And you're like, listen, you know, when I hear you start, you know, I'll back it down a notch. I'll back it down a notch when you start like sounding like you're at the dentist and the suction device.
Oh, my God.
Then you back it down.
Well, you wait another
second. Nut.
You wait another second or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to wait a little bit.
I mean, I've choked them out before, right before they go limp. And then they fucking, then they come to, and then they just come everywhere.
Absolutely. Right, Lummy?
Yes. So, Anna, see, if you would just fucking get a guy like that, could just turn your shit out.
Who hits me?
I mean, he's got a guy.
Punches me against the wall.
Sure.
Fucking
lazy dog style.
Yeah.
Lazy dog fucking choked you out.
Yeah, yeah.
Made you fucking squirt. You'd walk out.
Oh, my God, I'm floating.
No,
what happened, Anna?
You do it right and they can't walk.
I got fucked. A guy was barefoot skiing behind me. Reagan's jealous because she can't do it. But I'm now the fucking sex queen of the apartment.
Oh, Jesus.
Boy, that would be interesting turnaround. If you got a guy that could turn you out, and then she wouldn't even be like the cool bitch anymore in your apartment.
I'd be the cool bitch.
Like, I'm the one getting fucking...
I don't even know what kind of universe that would be.
I'm squirting, fucking getting blasted. worn out three Hitachis. I think once we break your seal, you're going to go fucking crazy on the deal.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Your sex life is just like 2020.
I was just thinking 2021's right around the corner, so hopefully it doesn't get much worse.
Nothing can get worse than this.
Seth,
are you a little taken back by all of that?
No. It was great.
I
blacked out when Anna said prancing in it like a sprinkler. I don't think I heard anything after that.
I gotta tell Tom Bean I'm headed his way.
Yeah, please do. Please
turn the sprinklers on.
Leaving the studio
now
in 5 minutes.
Oh man!
So I can get my fucking car keys.
Okay.
In five. Now, Anna, you know, deep down, it's obviously we're having fun, but deep down in your little fucking peanut head,
yeah, my little Zika-headed bitch brain.
You missed your pickup line there, Seth.
I got him.
Think ahead of bitch.
I got it.
It's tough when they say it.
You are you're thinking about it, aren't you?
I am.
I mean, you're like, oh my god, like what if that Remy? What the fuck?
What if that's the
you're
change
very,
I need in my
you're
life?
You're a very inquisitive person.
I am.
Like you want to know.
Inquiring minds like to know.
Yeah, you'd be like, okay, mm-hmm. I've been doing it Little House on the Prairie style now,
right,
for, like,
right.
Which is no dick,
mm-hmm.
no nothing.
Yeah.
What if I just went fucking hog wild and had a guy choke me out, made me squirt? Fuck.
I'm
just saying, might be the missing intangible.
Could be
to your world.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah.
I'll call Bye Guy.
Oh, I guarantee he'd make you squirt.
Probably.
What if he wanted to do it?
Butt style?
Yeah. What if he goes, listen.
The way he's used to, you mean?
What if he said, listen, can I have sex with you the way I'm used to it? I'm just saying.
Yeah, when he says the regular way, that's what he means.
Can we have a non-vaginal intercourse?
He means you behind.
Oh, that's not me. I'm not saying.
Who's pegging who?
Right.
You know?
He's pegging you.
Oh, he's pegging me with his real dick or his fake dick?
He's a switch.
Okay. Donna Waters Bolts by 1,000 bits.
That's a good point to end it right there. I couldn't fucking. Oh, man.
Oh, what a ride.
Seth, yeah. I apologize for this one.
No.
This one officially got away from me, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
This one officially got away from me. I'm so sorry.
Have fun at the party tonight.
I guess my mama's boobies.
Yeah, me and Blitz, we got a couple bitches that are meeting us over there off of iDrive. Got a $49 flea bag motel.
Yeah.
And we're going to stop by the truck stop before pick them up.
I got to put a CB in the car.
Breaker 1-9, Blitz and Bubba are here. Right, get the fuck out.